on the other side.
Yeah. So the Gemara says like, what's the difference? According to both ways, you're allowed to shecht it. So Gemara says, yeah, the difference would be lenulki olei mishum gizav yavo, or lenulki olei, or else mishum gizav yavoida. Yeah, lenulki olei mishum gizav yavoida. Meaning to say, on the first side, that it's a vaday zocher. So it has kedushas pechor, just it has a mum, so you're allowed to shecht it. But you know how to shear off the wool, or you can't work with it. On the second side, it's a sotek, whether it's a bechor, maybe it's in a keva. So if somebody would work with it, he would not get malchus. Or else, you have to give it to a kain. If it's a badi bechor, so you have to give it to a kain, the kain could eat it. But if on the side it's a sotek, maybe it's in a keva, so sotek bechor, you don't have to give it to a kain, you wouldn't have to give it to the kain. That's the shal. According to Rabbi Shmuel, this androgynous, is it a vadai zocher, a vadi bechor? Or maybe no, he has a doubt whether it's a zocher or a keva. So Toshima says Rabbi Lo Yoimer, Mishum, in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, that Andrognus Bechorhu. Andrognus is called the Bechor, it's called the Vade Zohar, or Mume Imai. And the Pshat is you could check that because the Mokam Anakeva is called the Smum. If so, Shamin, here should be a proof, Nifshap Shikle is for sure to him that it's called the Zohar, it's called the Bechor. Most of the again, no, the Duma may be in Timtala and the Kormor also just means to say if. It's only a doubt whether it's called the Bechor or not. Maybe it's in the cave. So it won't be 100% proof here. Toshima, it says Vidashin Zohar v'lo in the cave. Kishuaim, when it says Lamat the Zohar, it says by Korban Oyla to bring the Zohar. Then it's the second time by the Shlomim, by Tzayin, it says again Zohar. It says the second time Zohar, Shein Tamlam, it doesn't have to say a second time. Na Tamlam, why does it say second time a Korban Oyla a Zohar? If we know not in the cave already, it's Loisi Tumtum Adrugnis. They tell us you can't bring a tumtum or an adrugnis for korban oyla. So, Mani, who is this price to go like? Lema Tanakamo Sveikahu. According to Tanakamo, tumtus and adrugnis is a suffix whether it's a zocher or a keva. If so, Vyosi Kro Lemute Sveikahu, the Torah doesn't talk about a suffix. Like in front of Hashem, there's no suffix. He knows clearly what it is. It's only we don't know what it is. So, the Torah wouldn't tell you a new din about a tumtum and adrugnis is not a suffix to Hashem. Ela Rabbonin Basra is going according to Rabbonin. El Rabbonin, Basroi, if so, Michad, the Kroi Nafka, Shloim out from one Pusik, that's a min by itself. To Agabe Bechor, Chad Zohar, only says one time the word Zohar by Bechor, and Zohar the Chsiv, and Kormayet Lekuli Minayu. The Rabbonin hold that even a Drugnus Tumt is called a min by itself, even by Bechor. So here also, by Noili, we not have to have two Psukim. El Epshita must go according to Rabbi Shmuel. Now we are with Pishleim Rabbi Shmuel Mifshav Shitle that he says so clearly in Androgynous is really a Zohar as Tushas Bechor Haino the Yisrael Kro Lemute. Therefore I need a person to say here that for Korban Oyla it's no good even though it's a Zohar for Bechor but for Korban Oyla it's no good. Ela, but if you want to tell me Yarmut Misafle he has a doubt whether it's a Bechor whether it's a Zohar or a Kevra. So again Yisrael Kro Lemute Sveika. So we have to have a person to say you can't bring like what we have a doubt. It's only we have the doubt, but to Hashem there's no doubt. So again, the Pasuk wouldn't be talking about this. So what's the proof? According to Rabbi Shmuel, he holds that an androgynous is a vaday zocher for a bechor, but not for a korban oyla. Shmuel says, no, the oyla could be really Rabbanim Basroi. This brisa goes according to the Rabbanim Basroi, that they hold even by a bechor, it's called like, it's a barrier from the Yatzmai. Now, begabi bechor, atayu tati kroi ksivi, hazocher v'yatzchorim. The Pshat is even by Bechor. How do they know to say that an Androgynous has no Kedushas Bechor? It's like Vadi, not a Bechor. Because it says two times the word Zohar there also. Zenachmami, only when it says two times the word Zohar, do we say it comes to exclude Vadai, an Androgynous is not called a Zohar. So if it's good by Korban Oyla also, I need two Psukim. If to have both Psukim, then I'd like to say for sure it's not called the Korban, then I'd say for sure it's not called the Zohar for Korban Oyla. Now, Vachom Moimim Eina Bechor Omer Abchizda Machlokes Pi Androgynous. The Machlokes was only by the Androgynous that has both Simonim. Abba Betumtim. But the Behemoth of Tumtim means the whole Mokum is covered up. We can't tell whether it's a Zohar or a Keva. Divrei Hakol Sveiku. Everybody holds that it's a Sophic. The Kodesh Misveiku. That it came out first. It's a Sophic Bechor or not. So Min HaSophic it has Kedusha. This everybody agrees. It's only by Androgynous that's the Machlokes. Yes, the Rashi explains here, Machlekes means Techomer Rabbonim Basroi Beriyu. That's what they say, it's called the berry, it's not a zech, not a mekevo, that's only about an adrugnis. It's a sophic, maybe it's a zech, maybe it's a mekevo. And therefore, if it's the first one that came out, it will be viyosa v'giza, v'yena nishchat, l'adnitis of medina, you couldn't shecht, not l'adnitis of medina, you couldn't shecht, not for korvin, and not for medina, not outside, because it's a sophic, maybe it's still a bechor. So what's the question? Omole rovo. Elam yatis so be erchin yarech. In the pasha of erchin, you should have to give erchin for it. If it's an adrugnis. I mean a tumtum should have to have an erchin. Because you're telling me now it's either a zachor or a nekeva. Alam atani hakom ulam. And the pasha of zachor for loy tumtum of adrugnis comes to exclude a tumtum of adrugnis. So the chori is even a tumtum that the makaynus are covered up. Also, it's a trap to say it's not a zachor, not a nekeva. But it's a third min by itself. Samara says, "Anachnami sami mekam tumtum." You have to take out a tumtum. A tumtum actually could have an erchin on it, because it's a monoshach. Either it's a zocher or it's a nekeva. So you have to go to chumra both ways to be machmer and give the biggest sum of money. All right, we'll stop here. He old enough membeis and aleph. Yeah, his list. So his list two dots was again. But again, the chomayim again ain't the bechor. Omer Abchiz the machlekes by adrugnis. Machlekes was only by adrugnis. That's a behemoth that has both simonim. Ava betumtim, but a behemoth that the simonim is covered up. You can't tell if it's a zarkor and a keva. Divri hakol sveikalu. Sveiku. That everybody agrees. That's called a suffik, and therefore the kodesh misveika. It's a doubt whether it's a zarkor or it's a keva. Therefore, misafik is called it's a bechor. The Rashi says the machlekes means the kamri rabbonim basroi that berihu. It says called a new creature, the new beri. That for sure it's potem and a bechorim. That's only about an adrugnis. But a tumtim where the simonim are covered up, everybody holds it's a sveika. Omele Rova says back elam yatev so the erchin yarech. How come by erchin if a tumtim makes an erchin? He should have a pasht of erchin.